This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A new variant, familiar fears. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A new COVID variant is sparking travel bans and sending markets down sharply. This variant is dominating new infections in South Africa and has twice the mutations in its spike protein as Delta. Health officials are still assessing the threat it poses. The BBC's Theo Leggett has more on how global markets are responding.
In recent weeks, the financial markets have been focused on the post-COVID recovery. But the discovery of a new and potentially dangerous variant of COVID at a time when European countries are already struggling with mounting case numbers has clearly alarmed investors. The prospect of more travel restrictions hit airline and tourism stocks hard, with the likes of TUI, Ryanair, IAG and Air France KLM all suffering big falls in early trading. The price of crude oil dropped sharply, while energy giants such as Shell and BP also saw significant falls in their share prices.
That was the BBC's Theo Leggett. The new variant is emerging at a time when the debate over vaccine intellectual property rights is heating up. Ahead of World Trade Organization meetings next week, 15 human rights and medical groups are urging President Joe Biden to push for an emergency IP waiver for COVID-19 vaccines. What this means is that makers of COVID vaccines would lose legal protection for their intellectual property, opening the door for their vaccines to be produced legally by other companies elsewhere around the world. In a letter to Biden, advocates called the waiver a moral imperative and argue it would help get more doses of the vaccine to low-income countries. Pharmaceutical companies say they've already scaled up production and a waiver isn't necessary. President Biden has supported a waiver in the past. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Those calling for a waiver say it's long overdue. They say compelling companies like Pfizer and Moderna to share vaccine formulas could have expanded manufacturing in low-income countries, including South Africa and India, which asked for a waiver last year. UC San Francisco professor of medicine Monica Gandhi says more people have died of COVID-19 this year than last when there was no vaccine.
And that tragedy is really because there was not global vaccine equity.
Meanwhile, the pharmaceutical industry is pushing back. Anne Pritchett is with the industry group Pharma. She says lifting patent waivers for COVID vaccines could backfire in the next global health crisis.
We don't want to be deterring innovation by saying to companies, there's no incentive for you to invest in that because we're just going to take your IP and give it away.
Countries in the EU, plus Switzerland and the UK, support that view. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Sandton City is a luxury shopping complex in Johannesburg, South Africa, with 350 shops and 150 offices. When the pandemic began, South Africa, like so many other countries, went into lockdown. Now, Sandton City, like so many shopping centers around the world, is trying to reemerge. Ish Mafundikwa reports from Johannesburg.
Local and international shoppers are back at Sandton City. Now they wear masks as mandated by the government, and there is hand sanitizer at every store entrance. But not all shops survived the enforced closure. Preston Gaddy is the general manager of Sandton City, and they are joining Nelson Mandela Square. His company, Accelerate JHI, manages both.
We saw tenants that were marginal even before COVID closing that was unfortunately, the final sort of straw for some of these struggling tenants.
The enforced closures also resulted in some tenants defaulting on rent, and accelerators offered rent discounts to some tenants. But Gaddy says there is rarely a shortage of retailers that want to locate here. Gaddy says there is also movement within the complex.
For this year, we'll have introduced 60 new offerings at Sandton City. That's not only new tenancies, but it's tenants that revamped, expanded, relocated to better locations, etc.
One Sandton City regular shopper, Zinhle Sibanda, says she missed coming out to meet her friends during the pandemic closures.
It's a great thing that malls are open now. I just wish that we could find a way to make sure that everybody's safe.
She is happy Sandton City is open ahead of the holiday season.
This is the time where you're probably in the mall most.
Retailers have experienced an increase in online sales during the pandemic, but complex manager Preston Gaddy says that has limitations.
Shopping online, you've got to wait 3 days or 2 days or maybe same day delivery, but you're not going to get that same buzz.
He says now consumers want to come back for the in-person store experience. In Johannesburg, South Africa, I am Ishma Fundikwa for Marketplace.
Today is, of course, Black Friday, which means tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. The idea there is to support local small businesses. On the one hand, the shift during the pandemic to more online sales was a challenge for a lot of these businesses, as were lockdowns. But on the other, the supply chain chaos that's affected so many large retailers may be working in favor of the little guy. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Color Wheel Toys in Albuquerque, New Mexico, specializes in unique gifts for kids, like magic trick kits and locally sourced coloring books. It doesn't carry electronics or popular name brand toys. Owner Carrie Peel says that's why the shop's been partially insulated from the supply chain crisis.
If Target is trying to figure out, oh God, like they can't get Barbies, like what are we going to do? You know, and so it's like they're a cruise ship and we're a speedboat.
Peel says her holiday sales have been strong, with many local shoppers turning to Color Wheel Toys before those national chains. Todd McCracken heads up the National Small Business Association. He predicts that a lot of consumers will make the same calculation.
Rather than buying that fancy electronic thing that can't seem to get to the big box store in time, maybe they should consider a locally generated gift item.
McCracken says small businesses that provide a service, like salons and spas, could do especially well. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
The National Retail Federation predicts record holiday sales this year. That's sales from November through December. But there's a growing number of Americans who are opting out of all the consumer frenzy, and not just for the holidays. The Buy Nothing Project is a hyperlocal gift economy where neighbors give and receive freely. There are community groups on Facebook. There's also now a new app. And this community has ballooned in size since the start of the pandemic. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
So I'm in my neighborhood Buy Nothing group in San Diego. This week, people gave away high chairs, dress clothes, and exercise weights. Group members can also post requests, as in, before I go out and buy X, anyone have one to give away?
You know, I put it out there. Hey, I'm looking for age-appropriate gifts.
Alice D'Amore often Christmas shops from her Buy Nothing group in Portland, Oregon. This year, her two sons will get toy robots that came from a neighbor.
And sometimes people are like, I need to clear this basement because I'm getting new toys coming in.
When her boys outgrow the robots, D'Amore will pass them on. Liesl Clark, co-founder of the Buy Nothing Project, calls this a collective aha moment.
People are buying nothing in hordes.
The groups meet a real economic need for some. For others, it's a chance to declutter and jump off the consumer hamster wheel.
You can actually seek out an alternative economy like a gift economy.
She says that feels good and is better for the environment and our pocketbooks. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.